Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by UC Davis. The most important news for DC first. Metro is operating on a Saturday schedule today, and the federal government is opening 3 hours late. But back to the news. The Congressional Budget Office has spoken, and 24 million is the number. That's how many people will be uninsured by 2024 under the current Republican plan. That's a big number. Period. Here's what Republicans will try to say. We never said we would insure as many people as Obamacare does, and they might still pass it. And here is what a senior GOP aide said to us last night. Members are in a good place. The key takeaway for them in the report was lower premiums. The president is committed to winning and getting this plan through and a relief for Americans. This is not insurance for everybody, as President Donald Trump once promised. But here's the New York Times headline that says it all. 24 million more among uninsured under GOP plan. Also, by 2026, CBO projects $337 billion to be cut from the federal deficit. The Washington Post has another headline that could cause headaches for Republicans. Defunding Planned Parenthood would lead to thousands more births. Our colleagues on the Hill have a piece about how Republicans on Capitol Hill are scrambling after the scorching appraisal. They write, Speaker Paul Ryan's team quickly pinpointed rosier elements of the report by the CBO, from cost savings to lower premiums. But the bottom line? The number of uninsured Americans will climb by 24 million within a decade, threatened to upend the GOP's leadership's fragile efforts to unite congressional Republicans around the plan. But it actually could be worse. Paul Demko reports that a White House analysis of the GOP plan to repeal and replace Obamacare shows even steeper coverage losses than the projections by the CBO, according to a document viewed by Politico. The executive branch analysis forecasts that actually 26 million people would lose coverage over the next decade versus the 24 million CBO estimates. White House officials late Monday disputed that the document is an analysis of the bill's coverage effects. Instead, they said it was an attempt by the Office of Management and Budget to predict what CBO's scorekeepers would conclude about the GOP repeal plan. In politics, the LA Times is reporting that Daryl Issa's own poll shows that Trump is a burden. He had a nearly 10 percentage point drop in favorability between mid-October and early December, with the likely reason being his support of Trump. Vice President Pence is slated to visit Indonesia, Japan, South Korea, and Australia in April, according to CNN's Dan Merica. And if you were looking for something to watch during this snowy day because of messed up flights due to the storm, Rep. Beto O'Rourke and Rep. Will Hurd, a Democrat and Republican from Texas, are renting a car this morning in San Antonio and driving back to D.C. in a marathon 24-hour trip. They will live stream as much of the trip as they can and take questions from their Facebook and Periscope accounts in a countrywide town hall. And please take the time to sign up for the Playbook Pool College Basketball Challenge. It's going to be fun. Will Jake Sherman win or will I? Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.